As a world globe spins, dazzling rays of light are emitted from its landmasses. Universal. Universal Studios presents. Fire with passionate love. The neighbors complain about the noises above. But she only comes when she's on top. Jim Levenstein's in a posh restaurant with girlfriend Michelle.
Well, Michelle, we did it. Happy graduation.
Jim has hidden a ring box under her napkin.
You know, living at my parents' house, that's a temporary thing. We've been going out for, 3 years?
You're not, like, getting bored with things, are you?
Michelle, I'm gonna ask you something that I've never asked you before.
Is it kinky?
I don't think so, no.
You don't have to be embarrassed if you wanna add more spiciness to our relationship.
Actually, maybe you could just, use your napkin.
My napkin?
Mr. Levenstein?
Yes.
You have a phone call.
Excuse me. Thank you. Hello?
Jim, it's Dad. You left the ring at home. The box is empty, but I'm on my way, and I've got the ring, so don't panic, son. Okay? Bye-bye.
Who's that?
That was my dad. He couldn't get through on it. I didn't answer my cell, so he was getting all worried. You know how he is. But everything is okay now. Everything is perfectly fine.
I think I know what you're gonna ask me. And it's okay. I don't have to use my napkin.
Huh?
Got my own techniques.
She slides under the table.
Where are you going? Michelle? Hey.
She pulls him to her. He clings onto the table.
Michelle. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Michelle. Psst. Michelle, I think you need to stop. Okay, keep going. Oh, my God. Michelle. Michelle.
He tries to draw back.
Michelle. Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, I made it. Where's Michelle? Washroom? You know, I was so nervous she was going to spot me. Here's the ring, son.
Oh!
Let me tell you something. This is some ring. Look at the rock on this baby. Mr. Big Spender. Hope you didn't blow your wad on this, son.
Not yet.
Your mother and I could not be more thrilled for you, Jim. I mean, we're so happy, and I know you're excited. I can see it in your face. I mean, you look like you're ready to burst. I mean, your cheeks, they're flush. I wish your mother could be here.
Not me.
That's what I wish. You know, this is one of those moments, Jim, that you're going to remember for the rest of your life.
Yes, it is.
You bet it is.
You bet it is.
I cannot believe my son is going to pop the question. What was that?
Knocking on wood. What is this, popping what? What question?
You're a wreck. What? You need some air. You need some air.
Okay, walk me to my car.
No, I'm not walking.
Listen to me.
This is for your own good.
Jim's trousers are down.
Get in this!
Get the pants down!
Get the pants!
Get the pants!
Get the pants!
Jim manages to pull them up.
Everybody, please! Everybody just calm down for 1 second. Everybody just quiet!
It's disgusting.
Now, I came here to do something, and damn it, I'm gonna do it.
He lifts up the long cream tablecloth.
Michelle.
He helps her up. She waves at Jim's dad.
Hello, dear.
Michelle Annabeth Flaherty, I love you more than I could ever explain at this particular moment. Dad, the ring.
He hands it to Jim. Michelle smiles.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
Jim slides the ring onto her finger and she throws her arms around his neck.
It's my son.
Jim's dad hugs them both. Jim's trousers fall down again and there's a bulge in his underpants.
I'm the happiest man in the world.
Jim's dad stares.
We should all be so happy.
Stamped in big fat red letters, American Pie, The Wedding. The Stars and Stripes flutters over a pleasant area in the centre of town. Walkways radiate out from a central fountain and people relax on sunny lawns and benches. A sign reads, "Welcome, East Great Falls, a great place to live." Night. Jim's friends Kevin and Finch have joined Jim and Michelle in a bar called Mitchell's.
Cheers, gentlemen, sweetheart.
I'm impressed. Marriage is a binding, unifying, eternal, never-ending, permanent chaining together of two people. Jim, have you thought this through?
Yes. Yes, Finch, thank you. I had actually been trying to figure it out for a while. You know, when is the right time? Is there a right time? And finally I realized, duh, you love the girl, marry her.
Michelle kisses him.
Dance.
Dance? No.
No, you have to learn sometime. Come on.
Dark-haired Jim reluctantly follows her.
Don't laugh at me. Okay.
Just glad that's not me.
Finch, you don't think there's one girl you're destined to spend your entire life with?
They're all for me, Kevin.
Not so bad, huh?
Jim spins Michelle into a waitress.
Well, a wedding should be rather entertaining.
Guests arrive for an engagement party at Jim's parents' pleasant detached house, which has balloons hanging outside it. Jim's buddies, Justin and John, arrive looking for the party.
Bro, that's it? There's no keg anywhere. Jim. Hey, John. Food and the drink are really bad. F for presentation. The good news for you. What's that? We're going to be ushers at the wedding.
Jim and Michelle.
This is amazing. I don't recognize half the people in this place. At least they all brought gifts, though.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Mary Flaherty.
Oh, hello.
Well,
hello.
Flaherty.
Please. Well, lovely to meet
please
you.
Please come in. We've Welcome. Been expecting you. How was your trip?
Delightful.
Who's excited about the wedding?
Anxious might be more accurate. Oh, well, we've never met your son.
You'll get to meet him.
Well, Rudy and Sam would like to meet him, too.
Oh,
better bring
yes,
them in from the
yes.
car. They've been cooped up for hours.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. You brought your sons?
Our dogs.
We never travel without them.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, honey, why don't you go get those critters out of the car, and we'll start on some cocktails.
Oh, thank
right,
you.
Right, I'll
long trip.
Get the dogs.
Finch.
There's one thing that'll make this wedding perfect. No stiffness.
Oh, that's one dick we are not inviting.
Motion seconded?
Motion carried.
So, Finch, what are you going to do with that fancy NYU diploma?
I'll frame it. And I'll write my memoirs.
Well, you should come to law school, man. You know I could use the company.
Kids, Michelle's parents are here. Come on, we're waiting.
Oh, crumbs on the shirt.
Okay.
That's bad.
It's fine. Yeah, I'll change.
Stifler's driving a bus.
Fuckers.
He spotted the party balloons outside the house. Stifler parks the big yellow school bus and jumps out in his shorts and sports coaching gear.
Well, polish my nuts and serve me a milkshake.
He enters the dining room.
Oh, cake, huh? Hope it's good.
Stifler samples the congratulations cake.
Hi, how are you?
Congratulations.
Hey.
Stifler plays with the candy letters on the cake.
Congratulations, Jism! Excuse me. Stifler?
Hey, Jim!
Stifler? Stifler, what are you doing here?
Happy fuck day, Asmo!
Put the cake down.
Check it out, I made it all by myself.
It's very cute.
Yeah, what happened to my invite? I lost the milk buffet?
Quiet!
Oh, quiet yourself. That's what I thought.
I think I just spelled cage directly.
Seriously,
hey,
man,
seriously.
Oh! Jesus. Damn it, Stifler!
Jim, look what you did! Look what I did!
Look at this shit! What am I supposed to do now?
Are you happy now, man? Are you happy? Why are you here?
My dick looks like a corn dog. I got cake all over my balls.
Jim, honey.
Shit.
The Flahertys are waiting.
You think he's upstairs, honey?
Oh, you're fucked now, Jim.
Jim's cleaning his trousers when Michelle's parent, Shaggy Dog, knocks Stifler down and licks his crotch.
Stifler, get up. Jim, this dog's great! Is it weird that it feels good?
Jim tries to pull the dog away.
What about the dining room?
I know you just love him.
Jesus, Stifler!
Jim's trousers are down.
Stop doing it so much.
Lick it off!
Their smaller dog starts humping Jim's leg.
Shit. You gotta take your pants off, man.
The door opens and both sets of parents recoil at the sight before them.
It's not what it looks like.
What are you doing, son?
My dog!
Jim, don't go in there, darling. Lord knows what they'll do to you.
I love this dog. I was just trying to get him off, Dad.
That is your son?
Back away from the animal.
Hey, great boy.
Mr. and Mrs. Flaherty, I presume.
Hey, where are you going?
Jim falls over.
Well, lunch is served.
I really hope that we can all just forget about this and move on and start again fresh.
Jim, if you hope to be the provider and protector for our firstborn daughter, you have a long way to go.
Thank you, sir. They think you're an angel. And I'm just some ungrateful dog rapist.
They just think they raised the proper little band girl. And besides, sometimes it's nice to be a little more traditional.
How so? How do you mean traditional?
I'm thinking about the wedding. Well, it's just this one day. One day where everyone's eyes are on me for a change. I've just never walked into a room and had everyone go ooh and ah. Isn't she elegant?
That is exactly how our wedding is going to be. I promise.
Stifler, Finch, and Kevin.
Shit, you got a frosted ass crack. Hey, Finch, you want this for here or to go?
A witty saying proves nothing, Voltaire.
Suck my dick, Ron Jeremy.
Oh, boys, anybody seen the bride's parents? No?
Wait a second. Oh, wait a second.
Stifler,
this isn't a graduation party. Wait, hold on.
Jim's getting married, isn't he?
Holy fucking shit, this is major. Do you have the slightest idea of how important this is?
We get to have a bachelor party.
Yes, we celebrate the death of Jim with a party in his honor. Buckle up, fellas, show some enthusiasm. It's gonna be fucking great. Oh my God!
Finch, he does make a good point.
Yeah, he does. You never heard me say that.
In a bar.
You do not deserve a girl this cool.
Michelle said the wedding was doable, right?
A wedding, yeah. You know, I promised her wedding. You know, the wedding of her dreams.
Okay, what's the problem?
Dancing. She's going to want to dance. You know, there's that whole tradition, the first dance at the reception. She's going to want to dance Fred Astaire kind of shit. I can't do that. I can't, she learned all that from band camp.
Okay, so you take lessons, you know, right away.
Lessons. I have to convince her parents that I'm not a shithead.
Yeah, challenging.
Indeed challenging.
But doable. What else?
What else? I don't know what else. That's the thing. She cares too much to tell me. And she doesn't want me to worry that she might be worried. So I'm worried.
Recon.
They look at Finch.
You mean like spying on, Michelle?
Spying is deceitful. Extra attention means you're concerned.
This is true. This is good.
Guys, here's to the next
Could
step.
Could you please shut up with that
next
stepping? Jesus.
Put your glass down.
Decorations are put on a wedding cake. Finch tails Michelle and her mum as they go wedding dress shopping. Michelle looks askance at some of the more flamboyant designs. While Stifler helps coach the football team, he marks possible locations on a map for the bachelor party, such as Chicago. Sleek-looking wedding invitations have been printed. Finch pretends to use a public telephone as he watches Michelle and her mum leave the shop.
We'll find a wonderful place somewhere. I promise we'll keep looking now.
Jim's with Michelle's parents.
The study can get a little chilly sometimes. Do you have enough blankets?
We're fine, thank you.
I was kind of hoping that that someday soon we could have a little talk. I'd really like to tell you why I think I'll make a good husband. Whenever you get a chance.
Oh, why is that? Come on.
They settle with their dogs on the sofa.
See, I was saying that soon we could talk. This right now is sort of the preliminary talk before the future
longer talk, which would be like a quiet, a private dinner talk.
Let him finish. I'm talking to you.
Okay. Good talking to you.
Stifler finds Kevin and Finch in a sports store.
No, these aren't going to work.
Wow! You guys in a sporting goods store. Very good. Hey, Finch. I think they got your size.
A pink top.
Jim needs to learn to dance for his wedding. You know, I think he's screwed.
Of course he's screwed. He's getting married. I can't wait to see this disaster.
What makes you think you're invited?
Stifler slurps his drink.
I already called up Jim's mom. Got the info. I'm preparing for the festivities. It's time for me to boom boom with the bridesmaids, Finch fucker. Because I'm going to hang out with my wang out. And I'm going to rock out with my cock out. Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
The training ground.
This is a little difficult to explain. Look, you're okay. You're okay. I mean, I like you.
Yeah, great. You can blow me after practice. I'm working, dude.
Jim joins him on the practice sled.
Push it, move it!
But there was a misunderstanding, Stifler.
Come on!
You're not invited!
Hold!
Jim falls off the sled. The players gather.
Dude, how the hell do you even think you're getting married? I've been looking out for your sex life since high school.
You what?
Oh! The first tits this guy ever saw were because of me. The first girl he ever hooked up with was at my party at my cottage. That girl's the girl he's marrying. The stiff man showed him the way. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah, Stifler!
But, my fuckers, this mofo right here does not want the stiffmeister, the grand fucking facilitator, to attend the wedding. Who sucks donkey dick?
Jim sucks donkey dick!
The answer's no, okay? I'm sorry. The answer's no.
What? Jim sucks donkey dick.
I can dance.
Jim sucks donkey dick. Jim sucks donkey dick.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Jim and Stifler in the gym hall.
Okay. No, what exactly is this? Here.
Left box turn.
Left box turn.
Hi, stop looking into my eyes.
Sorry. Now, how do you know this? How do you know how to do this?
My mom made me take it for 3 fucking years.
Yeah?
Yeah, I hated it.
No, you're really good. You should take ballet or something.
Fuck face! What part of this sucks my ass do you not understand?
This is exactly what I'm talking about, Steven. You can't behave like this. If you want to come to the wedding, I'm sorry. You cannot act like this.
Are you saying I'm impolite or something?
Impolite would be an improvement. Look, just try not to be, you.
Fuck this shit, it's not worth it.
Wait, Stifler, hold on. Wait, okay, what if you plan the bachelor party?
With a dildo show?
Sure. Look, just, if you can find the time to fit it in, go ahead, surprise me.
Jim, your suspicions are confirmed. Michelle wants a dress that she can't get. The dress she wants is Amsale. They have a store in Chicago. Now, if we leave right now, we can get there by the time they close. 3-hour drive.
A 3-hour drive? Kick fucking ass if you go to Chicago to see titties.
We are talking about getting Michelle a dress in Chicago. Now, please vanish.
Hey, Finch, what's the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok!
A thump in the crotch.
Yeah, I got shotgun.
The four lads drive to the exclusive wedding shop in Chicago.
Let's get this dress shit over with. Strip bar's got free hot wings before 7.
Now, Jim, let me handle this. These are my people.
They're gay?
No, you bleeding imbecile. They have style. They're cultured. They're sophisticated.
So they're gay.
So, mademoiselle, I'm sure that you can appreciate that monsieur here is stuck right between Scylla and Charybdis.
Yes, I'm afraid he's no Ulysses.
Okay, what's happening here?
You need to speak to my dressmaker. That's who would actually make the dress, and I'm afraid Leslie has gone for the day.
Everybody here in the small. The lads drive through the big city at night in their silver SUV. Jim's at the wheel.
All
All right, she says she'd probably be at one of these bars here on Halsted. I say we split up and ask around for a Leslie Summers.
Right.
Stifler bounces into a busy club and rocks cockily up to the dance floor, homing in on a pretty brunette.
Hey there, sweet little thing.
Hey there, you sweet manly thing.
Hi.
No, I really love your shirt.
Do I know you?
I'm Jennifer.
Well, Jennifer, just relax, take it slow, and let the good times roll. Because Daddy's a regular here.
So you want to get a drink?
You're goddamn right I do. Woohoo!
Two men kiss on the dance floor.
Two cold ones.
Hey, you know, my friend would really dig your vibe. Will you wait here?
Sure thing, babe.
Good.
All right. How you feeling, sexy?
Pretty good.
Whoa, you have a deep voice.
That's not all.
Oh, all right.
You look really cute tonight.
Thanks, I guess. What the?
The burly blonde grabs his butt.
Oh, hey. A little frisky. Okay, game over. What's happening here?
Jim hooks up with Finch.
Hey, any luck?
Not so much.
All right, let's,
The brunette returns with a bearded friend.
This is Bear.
Hey, wow, you are a bear. Yeah. How much you bench?
How much you weigh?
Why? You want to try and pick me up?
Yeah, I think I could.
Yeah, I bet you could.
You are
big. He's a guy like you and my team.
Are you talking about our team? Or an actual team?
What the hell is our team? Hi, where's the girl? What the fuck are we talking about?
You need to take another look around.
Stifler realizes he's in a gay bar.
Hey, honey.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is going on? What's all you got?
The blonde's a transvestite.
Stifler.
I came to the wrong place. Stifler.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Oh, so good to see you.
How did you get up the nerve to check out a gay bar?
Yeah, really don't want to talk about it right now. I just want to go home.
Your friend here was just leaving.
Eat shit.
Did you find Leslie?
Fuck your stupid dressmaker, man.
You guys know Leslie Summers?
Well, we're trying to find her.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think you guys are out of luck. Why don't you go home?
No, you know Leslie. She knows Leslie.
Yeah,
look, my friends and I, we just drove all the way from Michigan to find my fiance the wedding dress that she deserves. Now, we need Leslie to make it for us. Can you please help us find her?
I'm sure Leslie always helps associates of assholes.
What are you looking at? I'm not a steak.
Listen, Breeder, not every gay man wants to have sex with you.
Oh, yeah? Listen up, ass jockey. If I were gay, you'd want me.
Really?
Really. I got style. I'm cultured. I'm sophisticated.
And all that just radiates from your oh-so-sexy self.
That's bullshit. Everyone wants a piece of the Stiffmeister.
Right. Yeah!
Stifler's hurt.
I'll show you fuckers.
Bye. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Good luck with the dress.
Bear and his pals turn away. Stifler strikes a pose, ready to hit the dance floor, and makes it his own. Lit by a green light, he strides onto the floor, which clears for him. Bear and the brunette come to the front of the crowd to watch. Stifler dances rhythmically round the circle, then fronts up to Bear before launching into his routine.
Mother of God!
Finch pulls Kevin and Jim to the front of the crowd. They gawp in amazement as Stifler executes neat 80s-inspired dance moves, thrusting his pelvis and challenging Bear. He skips across to the big bearded guy and gives him the finger. Bear gives Stifler a sarcastic little wave as he takes to the floor, linking a series of smooth, sexy moves together.
What is this, dance-off?
Stifler watches. Stifler steps up to Bear, who blows him a kiss. Stifler has another shot at the dance-off crown. Stifler skids onto his knees and then dances over to Bear, landing in a crouched pose. His head pops up and he shoots Bear a challenging look. Bear takes the floor again. Bear mirrors Stifler's knee skid and embellishes it, going onto his back and baiting Stifler, who stalks around him, checking the moves. They front up on the dance floor and dance in each other's faces. Kevin, Finch and Jim can't believe their eyes as Stifler and Bear copy each other's moves, each one trying to better the other. Stifler and Bear end up doing an impromptu duet. Bear crawling back across the floor and Stifler roping him in. Bear forward rolling and twirling around Stifler, who dances like John Travolta. Bear and Stifler doing the same kick leg knee bend pose. Bear ends up at Stifler's feet and hugs his legs. Stifler's a little taken aback to be declared the victor. The pair are surrounded by adoring fans.
What?
Fabulous. Now, seeing that was worth anything. Look, I'm Leslie Summers, and you've got yourself a dress.
Jim hugs him.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, who's your friend?
Kevin.
Bear follows the lads out of the bar.
Was that the best night ever, or what? What are you? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Hey, guys!
Oh. Hey, when you get your bachelor party together, I manage some girls in town. Oh, real ones.
All right.
Call me. Damn, Stiffy, you got some moves.
Bear hands Stifler his business card and goes.
Told you that guy wanted to fuck me.
They're really gonna make the dress for me.
They are expecting your call. Go ahead.
This is so cool. Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Jim joins Michelle's parents.
Well, that worked out.
Well, maybe it's time we have that special dinner chat.
I'll have turkey.
Finch and Michelle are in an airport lounge.
Thanks for helping out. We're so close and there's still so much to do.
A beautiful girl gets off a plane.
Cadence!
Finch is dumbstruck by the blonde beauty who runs into the arrivals lounge clutching a heavy book and hugs Michelle.
Hey!
Hi!
Cadence, this is Paul Finch. Finch, meet my younger sister Cadence.
Nice to meet you.
You're reading Descartes.
Yep. Cogito ergo sum. I think, therefore I am. Hungry.
Hungry.
She frowns.
So when's Mark getting in?
Let's see. That would be never.
Did you guys break up?
How tragic.
Sorry, Paul Finch. Girl stuff.
Finch gathers his thoughts in the men's toilet and stares into the mirror.
Just stay calm. I'm available. She's available. It's all good. She's a beautiful girl and... you're you.
He can hear the girls through an air vent.
It was nice.
Yeah, but sometimes nice isn't so nice.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get this straight.
He didn't want to do it. He said he didn't want to ruin what we had by deflowering ourselves. Who the hell uses the word deflower?
Finch stands on a toilet seat to get closer to the vent.
And I'm starting to realize that Mom and Dad's idea of appropriate behavior might be a little bit different than mine.
A man beats a hasty retreat when he sees Finch.
Hey, Daddy, what's this like? It's like it's never going to be able to explain it.
I wanted us to write our own vows for the wedding, and now I can't do mine. Hey, how do you explain love?
Well, I guess I wouldn't know. I don't think I've ever felt that way about a guy.
Someday you will.
Maybe. But in the meantime, I don't think it would hurt to get a little rowdy this weekend. Jim's got single friends, right?
Yes.
So Finch is a possibility?
Oh, Finch is boneable.
Yes, he is boneable.
Finch falls. Stifler finds Jim at home.
Dickhead. You did not send shit to my office at school.
Oh, hey, Stifler, why don't you come on in and make yourself comfortable?
Your letter made a great impression on Coach Marshall when he read it. Let me just refresh your memory, partner. Dear Steve, I will be forever in your debt if you teach me to dance like you did in the gay bar.
I put serious thought into that letter.
Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Uh-huh.
Stifler spies on Cadence in her underwear.
Well, these are really nice. I mean, for a bridesmaid dress. This is something you can actually wear again. But you don't think it's too sexy, do you? I mean, I don't want to seem slutty or anything. I'm trying to attract a decent guy here.
Ugh, it's a wedding. They'll all be decent guys.
I just don't feel quite like a virgin in it.
Cadence, Finch, and Kevin are in a restaurant.
So you guys have to be psyched to be done with college. I mean, I swear, I'm running out of room in my brain for everything.
There's always room for Plato and Aristotle.
Some of my favorites. Excuse me, guys.
Finch, she thinks you were being sarcastic.
Okay, it's so good to see you. You want some help? Here, let me help you out there. There you go. Okay, you keep fighting the good fight, sir.
Preppy Stifler.
And that was really sweet of you.
Yeah, I love old people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I hate to be nosy and impolite, but do you know Jim Levinstein and Michelle Flaherty?
Yeah.
Are they here?
Well, I'm Cadence, Michelle's sister.
I had no idea. I'm their good friend, Steven.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Well, they're around town doing some wedding stuff.
That's cool.
But there's still a few of us in the other room if you want to join us.
I don't know. I mean, you look so nice, and I feel underdressed.
Oh, I think you look great.
Thank you.
Oh, here they are. Hi, boy.
Don't stand up.
Dads aren't here yet?
Okay, I'll go find him.
Now, which one of you is the best man?
Jim didn't pick just one, or I mean, he couldn't decide.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Kevin.
Mom, I want you to meet Steven. He's friends of Jim's, and mine, and everyone's.
You look very familiar, Steven.
Really? Oh, I'm afraid we've never met.
Oh. Oh.
Well, we have now. Oh, looks like you found Samantha's sweets.
Oh,
isn't
yeah.
there chocolate just to die for?
Oh, oh. Well, you have no idea.
Actually, I do.
I mean, I love chocolate more than
life itself.
Yes! I was just saying to your friends that I have something very precious here.
What is it?
Michelle's grandmother's, my mother's, wedding ring.
Isn't that precious?
But since all of you are the best man, I don't know who should hold on to it.
I think it's best if I...
Oh, I think you should get to know us first and then decide.
You are such a gentleman, Steve.
I hear that all the time, but it never gets old.
Oh.
Hey, Paul, do you have a camera?
How thoughtful.
I must have forgotten my camera at home, Steven.
Oh, maybe you can take, like, a mental note.
He gloats over Cadence.
I won't forget this moment.
I bet you won't.
Would you care to join us, Steven?
I would love to. Oh, thank you.
Good to see you, fellas.
Thank you.
Jim and Michelle find Stifler at the florist's.
Oh, amazing.
What the hell is he doing near my flowers?
I love the way the tulips accentuate the, what do you call those again, sir?
Double Lysianthus.
Lysianthus.
Mm. Double Lysianthus. What a pretty name.
Cadence smiles at him.
I told him to be nice or he couldn't come to the wedding. Okay, I will take care of this.
Hey, James!
Oh, great! Come on over.
Oh, great! Come on
over.
You
can see if I forgot anything. Hey. I don't think I... Oh.
We're having a great time.
I think I've got it all. Oh, look. Sahara and desert rose for your bridesmaid's bouquet. Oh, give me that. Smell this.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic. And oh.
Unseen by the woman, Stifler stands behind Michelle's mum and thrusts his hips.
Look at this. Let's go look at the candelabrum, honey. I think with the summer blossoms. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for everything.
What do you think, girls? Isn't this adorable?
Bye, Cadence. Oh. Okay, I know what you're doing. Look, have you seen yourself? I can't believe you're doing this.
Just calm down, dude. It's all set.
What's set?
I'm gonna teach you to dance like a bird chick in a cop.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty good.
Jim, he's not doing it to be nice. He's doing it to bone Cadence.
Look, maybe we should give him a chance. You know, I think
that underneath all the fucks and shits and blowmies, there's a very sensitive person who is just thirsty for acceptance. That's what I think.
Jim, you've got to stop masturbating. It's melting your brain.
Observe the fucking Stiffmeister. What is his defining characteristic?
He uses the F word excessively.
Thanks, man. But I also have confidence. You're one big floppy cock. Look at you. You gotta stand like a man. Your posture tells your partner where to go. Okay?
Okay.
Follow my lead.
This is the waltz.
Waltz.
Okay. Waltz.
Okay.
They trot across the gym hall.
It's pretty good. Fucking right, it's good. I'm gonna save your ass in this wedding. Pretty soon you're gonna want me to shave your balls.
Should I shave my balls? Do you shave your balls? How do you do it?
Dude,
I'm just shaving.
You know, there's nothing like a local pub. Mm-hmm. It's like real America, without all that corporateness and catchy jingles.
Well, what's wrong with a good jingle?
I think it was Voltaire who said, "A jingle witty proves everything for my friends and I."
Hmm.
Cadence, I didn't know you were gonna be here.
You're just in time for Voltaire's greatest hits.
Voltaire? Stifler, please, who was Voltaire?
Someone much wiser than you, I'm afraid, Finch.
Actually, I'm getting a little burnout on all the intellectual stuff.
Yeah, me too. Being smart is so hard.
I'll give you some intelligence. Voltaire can suck on my balls.
What?
It's about time somebody finally came out and said it.
Hey, I'm gonna give you a quote to live by. Love life, get paid, and then get laid. That is the basic philosophy of the Finchmeister.
I like that.
Bet you do.
But I don't know why you do, because Finchmeister doesn't make any friggin' sense.
Sure it does.
No fucking shit it does.
Cadence, let's leave the crate in here, shall we?
Whatever, fuck it. I'm walking anyway.
Wait, you know, actually, I think I'm gonna go stretch my legs with the Finchmeister. You don't mind, do you, Steven?
No.
Finch gives Stifler the double finger.
It's on like Donkey Kong, bitch. Pack it up, bitch.
I'm on it, thank you.
So, Cadence say anything about me?
Whatever you and Finch are pulling, she seems to like you both.
Finch. She gonna be around tomorrow night?
No, she's going up to Chicago with Michelle for the final dress fitting.
What about her parents? I think her mom kind of likes me.
They're going up north with my parents for, you know, to get things ready for the rehearsal. So, so that's where they'll be. So don't bother looking for them or anything, you know?
A wedding. Shit. How do you know she's the right girl?
I just do. I'm a better person when I'm with Michelle. Nobody else
no,
can.
No, shithead. You hooked up with one other girl for what, 10 seconds? Not to mention you passed on Nadia, dumbest fucking thing ever. You're like a blind man picking out his favorite porno. This shit is crazy.
Later, Jim's at home with his dad.
This is just the old pre-wedding jitter, son.
It's so forever, you know? Michelle is the only girl that I've been with. Honestly now, honestly, would you have passed up sex with Nadia?
Why, did she say something?
Hypothetically, Dad.
Oh, hypothetically. Well, I mean, you know, Jim, I'm a married man.
If you weren't married.
She's a college girl.
If you were a college guy?
In a heartbeat. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. First of all, what you're feeling is so normal and perfectly natural. Marriage is not about animal lusting and kinky sex games. It's not so much about who's the dog and who's the fire hydrant tonight. It's deeper than that. The longer a marriage lasts, the longer you can go without sex. But when that magic night does happen, it's all the more meaningful. And let me tell you, your mother, bless her, can still make me squeal like a pig. And I mean that in the good sense. Do you follow what I'm saying? You understand where I'm going?
I do. I think I...
you need?
No. No, that's...
Anything I can do.
The three lads drive to Jim's house and Stifler knocks on the door. Make me listen to the stupid broken record again. The needle's- Bear pulls up beside the Lands in his swanky black 4x4.
He's not here. Park the cars down there where he won't see them.
The lads walk into Jim's house with some beers. Bear is wearing PVC trousers that show his bare buttocks.
Oh, fucking right!
So, you like my pants, Stiffy?
Yeah, whatever, dude, as long as the girls are worth it.
They're worth it. Oh, and if you got some good wine, too, that'll score some points for you.
Oh, I think there's some in the basement.
I'll get it. You ain't gonna wanna miss this. Gentlemen, I would like to introduce Officer Crystal und Fräulein Brandy.
Oh my god.
Two leggy babes, one dressed as a French maid, the other as a sexy cop.
Very messy.
Brandy tickles Stifler with her duster and bends over.
Oops. Can you see my fanny?
Oh my god!
You naughty girl. None of that pleading the fifth crap.
Wow!
Crystal rips off her outfit. She's topless.
Are you gonna stand there and drool? Or are we gonna have a bachelor party?
Fuck yeah, we are!
Yeah?
Yeah!
What? I can't hear you. Louder!
Yes.
Oh, your bachelor party.
Look, maybe we should just wait for Jim. Fuck Jim, man. This is for us. This is awesome.
Take her top off.
My girlfriend has strict rules about this. No touching.
No, that's my favorite. Oh, that's my favorite shirt. Okay.
Like I said, okay, this is awesome.
This is cool. Brandy helps Finch off with his trousers.
Why in the world are you focused on me?
I'm just surprised to see you don't have tits.
Go put something on that I must clean off with my tongue.
Finch races into the kitchen and yanks open the fridge, grabbing several bottles of chocolate sauce and squeezing them over his chest. Kevin's tied to a chair.
It's you, you pathetic little weasel.
Can I just watch?
You don't have to do anything if you don't want to.
Whoa, hold on. Don't break character ever again, okay? I don't care if Kevin starts crying because Finch bit his cock off. You're a dirty cop, you're a prissy maid, and I am your filthy cabana boy in need of much punishment and cleaning.
Don't you ever mouth off to Officer Crystal, you dirty little pervert.
Finch is smearing himself in chocolate when he smells something cooking. He finds a turkey roasting in the oven. He steps into the dining room and sees that the table is set for three.
Hey guys, are we having dinner?
Michelle's parents drive Jim up to the house. He gets out.
Let me get that.
Stifler sees them arriving.
Holy shit!
Stifler?
I've got
something really nice cooking up for you.
Wow, we love surprises.
Stifler, you said you spoke to Jim. I did, I was secret about it and everything. You said he'd be the only one here tonight. What the fuck, shitbreak?
Chocolate. Now, I told everyone that you were up north with my parents, so we won't be bothered. We can just totally relax and no worries.
Please, come on in. Make yourselves at home right this way.
Thank you.
Sir?
They go into the living room.
Oh. What?
Pink roses.
Pink roses.
Yeah.
They're nice, aren't they?
Yes. Artificial. Nice try.
What? I almost gotcha. Yeah.
Well,
so has Michelle ever told you the story of how we fell in love?
Oh, why don't you retell us now?
It's one of my favorite stories. Where should I begin? let's see. Well, I suppose it all started at.
Jim alone spots Stifler and sees Kevin roll out of the closet tied up.
Tall Oaks.
Yeah, that's right, at Tall Oaks. That was the summer when, go!
Oh, the summer that was so hot!
So hot!
All right, look what I got!
Jesus!
Bear.
Hey there!
Guy there!
Hey! Jim, I cannot believe you.
You can't?
You hired help on our account? That is entirely unnecessary. But I will have some of that wine, sir.
Say please, Harold.
Please, of course.
Absolutely.
It's what he's here for, is the wine, obviously.
Yes, evidently.
What
evidently.
Else would you be here for?
Yeah, and I certainly appreciate your courtesy, sir. Well, yes, we have right here a 1999 Cabernet Sauvignon.
Stifler shoves Kevin back in the closet.
Just shouts sophistication.
Stifler hides.
James?
Yes.
Well, I can see you're very surprised to see me here.
A little bit.
I'm going to go check on the dogs.
Yes, yes. In fact, why don't you both go check on the dogs and No. Don't check on the dogs. They're fine.
How do you know?
Because I just checked on the dogs.
Because he just checked on the dogs.
I did.
Good work, man.
Jim, I'll help you with the turkey.
Okay.
And I'll keep you company.
Thank you. So, how long have you been a sommelier, Mr.
Belvedere, ma'am.
Oh, Belvedere.
So, how long do we gotta stay in here for?
I don't know. They said to hide. Who knows what kind of kinky shit they're getting ready for us.
Anal beads.
Do these go in your ass tonight or mine?
You have a serving dish ready? Jim,
We need a serving dish.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Finch is in the cupboard.
What?
Nothing.
Then why the excitement?
I thought the dish was broken.
Well, is it?
No.
Then are you going to get it?
Yes.
Jim opens the kitchen cupboard, which is in a central workstation, and unseen by Harold, a chocolatey Finch hands him the serving dish.
Here you go, one serving dish.
Excellent. Now what we need, a cutting board.
No, stop. I will get it for you.
Nonsense, I can get a cutting board.
Finch creeps out.
There you go. This should do nicely.
I presume we're having white wine with the turkey.
Let me go check.
Bear backs out of the room, chocolate on the stairs.
What happened here?
Oh, that's mud. I meant to clean that up this morning. How embarrassing.
That's going to stain. We're going to need a mop.
I'll get it. It's in this closet.
Oh, no. It's not.
It's in there.
It's not in this closet because I moved it.
Well, where? I'll go get it.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
You know why I don't remember is because I actually did not move it. The cleaning lady did.
Your mother said you don't have a cleaning lady.
I don't know why she would say such a...
Oh.
You called Master?
Holy...
Brandy.
Well, there you are. Hello.
How do you do?
Oh, so, cleaning lady, we were wondering where the mop was.
Master put the mop in my fanny.
You what?
Who put what where? What?
I did no such thing anywhere.
Shall I clean?
She tickles Harold with her duster.
Harold?
Very well. It is so hot in here.
She strips off.
Holy Jesus.
Harold puts his specs on. Finch arrives fully dressed.
Oh, Brandy, what are you doing? You're not in Eastern Europe anymore. You can't do that.
I am so sorry about my cousin. She's not used to our customs. I'm very sorry for recommending her to you, Jim. Oh, here's this mop.
Got the mop.
Brandy, You left the mop in the car. Now remember, it's called a car, not a fanny.
Remember last time when you wanted me to take a ride in your fanny?
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry.
You know what? We should probably just go. I'm so sorry about this. I just came by to make sure everything was in order. Food smells great.
Jim, you have unique friends.
Harold! Well, let's get that cleaned up. I think I saw some pine sol in here, too.
Mary finds Kevin.
Lord. He's okay. He's okay.
Are you okay?
Who did this to you?
I'm sure he's okay. Are you okay?
Get some help! Harold, call the police! All right!
Jesus.
I'll take charge from here.
My God, they are fast here and nicely attired.
What's going on here?
She's here to protect and serve.
Quiet!
Okay.
Who let this boy out of the closet? You are all in for her. Don't you touch him. He's been hurt. No, this is hurt.
Ow!
You can't do that!
Silence, fucker!
Ow!
Oh, you like it.
Oh!
Harold, what's gotten into you?
I meant ow!
Ah, you're a disgrace to the police force! I'll be giving you an enema!
Hey, somebody get Tiny!
Back off!
All right, forget it! We give up!
Oh, Steven!
Oh, it's okay, Mary.
What's going on?
Listen, this isn't working, guys. Crystal, you could drop the act. This isn't a real cop.
Kevin wasn't assaulted. I just wanted to make Jim look good for you guys. Like a real hero. Kind of like me. So we hired a fake cop and we tied up Kevin and put him in the closet. Jim was supposed to rescue him, untie him, give him mouth to mouth. I don't know what he likes to do. You know, and then Paul Finch hired an exotic dancer instead of a real actor.
Jim, is this true?
Every word of it.
Well, that is the stupidest idea I have ever heard.
You've embarrassed me and Harold and Mr. Belvedere.
It's all my fault. I'm a bad person.
Oh, you're not a bad person. You were just trying to help out your best friend, yeah. And it was an awful idea. But I suppose it's the thought that counts.
You know, I never should have allowed such a crazy plan to happen in the first place. If you're gonna blame anybody here, blame me.
Well, I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't realize how much pressure we put on you. I'm sure you both learned your lesson, and I suppose I understand. Jim, if you put half as much energy into your marriage as you put into tonight, I'm confident that I can give you my blessing. And, Stephen, we still adore you, honey. In fact, I think I know who should hold on to this. We adore you.
The ring.
You'll take good care of it.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
Look at Jim, Kevin. Boy, this really makes me important to the wedding, huh?
Yes.
Jim fumes.
Well, Mr. Belvedere, it's gonna be one fucked up wedding.
Absolutely.
More bags in the study.
A sunny morning. Stifler helps Cadence into Kevin's car. Finch sits next to her.
Is there any room for me?
Nope.
Oh, I'll just drive up north all by myself.
That sounds good. We'll see you later.
No, I'll drive you.
Oh, thanks, Cadence.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful lady.
Stifler gives Finch the finger.
Hey, Kevin. I know. Shut up.
The convoy of cars leave the Levensteins' house, Stifler bringing up the rear with Cadence. Jim and Michelle are in a red Toyota MR2.
So, my mom found the dogs playing with something unusual this morning.
What?
I told her it was a neck massager.
Mary has the anal beads.
Oh, these are great.
Stifler is entertaining Cadence by pointing out a cute squirrel at the side of the road when Kevin drives alongside them with Finch mooning out of the window. Finch gives Stifler the finger and they drive on. Cadence thinks it's hilarious. The wedding party arrive at a sprawling hotel on cliffs overlooking the sea. Jim excitedly points out a sign that reads, "Welcome, Flarty Levenstein Wedding." Chefs are busy prepping in the hotel kitchen, and the florist is organising a vast amount of flowers. Jim's dad pushes his elderly mother through the hotel in her wheelchair.
You're going to have a fun weekend, Ma.
I am missing my soap.
Well, don't you worry about your soaps.
So will you push fast? I'm tired.
And wait till you meet Michelle. You're going to love her. She's sweet as sugar.
I can't eat sugar.
I know, because you're diabetic. You know, Ma, I know things haven't been going well for you. I know that. But wait till you see Jim standing up there at the altar tomorrow. I mean, if ever there was a time to be happy and smile, the biggest smile, now is the time.
Okay. I'm overjoyed.
That's a start. Proud grandmother coming through. Grandson's getting married tomorrow. You think she's happy now? Wait till tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Jim has found a basket of complimentary gifts on his bed. There's a bottle of whiskey and some small hair clippers.
Groomy.
Do you think that I could get some, chicky? Maybe get a little...
Jim puts his hand down his pants and feels around.
I got to do you till the next song says yeah. And can I get a little zip?
Looky.
Jim's in the bathroom shaving his balls. The black hair falls onto the bathroom mat. He puts one foot up on the bath and reaches around to shave himself from behind.
You got bigger.
He opens a window and shakes out the bathroom mat. Jim and Michelle's mum are in the kitchen with the florist when pubic hair wafts in through an air vent.
The flowers stay refrigerated until morning because we made them.
So pretty, the colors are the monster.
Oh, I have to say.
The air is thick with black pubic hair. They run out of the kitchen in time to see Jim shaking the mat out.
Oh, ah.
Oh, Jimmy, no.
I'm sorry.
Jim and his dad watch the 5-tier wedding cake being thrown in a skip. It's encrusted with black pubes.
I hope you'll be more careful with the next one. My kitchen is not a toilet, okay?
The caterer and her assistants leave. Jim's mortified.
Boy, pubic hair was just not an issue when I was dating. The ladies, never complained when they were, you know, down in that general area.
Okay, if you never mention that ever again, that'd be great.
No, you're right. No. Okay.
Maybe.
Shouldn't have brought it up.
So can I see the ring?
Nope. Promise to keep it safe. It's not leaving my pocket.
Okay, Frodo. You really care about this wedding, don't you?
Hey, I'm gonna cry at the ceremony.
I know it.
Are you just saying all of this? I mean, do you act differently around certain people? Namely me?
Of course not. Why? Do you act differently around me?
Generally, I'm just me. If people don't like it, then that's their problem, right?
Yeah. Fuck those fuckers.
What?
Oh, I didn't...
No, you know, you're right. Fuck them.
She grabs him and gives him a kiss. Stifler spots her parents.
Hey, Harold and Mary.
Well, hi, kids.
Hi.
How's it going?
Thanks for, come on. Thanks for watching the dogs.
I love these guys. Hey, you guys want more sausages, huh?
There you go. Eat them up, fellas.
Here, give me some.
Oh, there you go. Boy, I don't think I have any left.
The ring is stuck on a sausage.
What's wrong?
Oh, shit.
Are you okay?
He stares at the dogs.
Yeah.
With her sister at the barbecue.
You kissed Stifler?
Yeah.
But then he freaked, and it's like he's been paying more attention to the dogs than me.
Can I stop worrying then?
Michelle, he's been nothing but nice to me.
I mean, do you think he really likes you?
Get back here.
I don't know. I hope he likes me. I mean, I think he likes me. I guess I hope he likes me.
Stifler picnics near the dogs.
Do it. Don't fuck around. Just relax and let it go. I'm sick of waiting. Do it for Daddy. We just take a shit already.
Finch strolls up.
Great. You fed the ring to the dogs, didn't you?
Of course not!
You have been staring at those dogs like a hawk all day.
I'm a dog lover. Oh, by the way, apparently you missed when Cadence kissed me. Slight tongue action, too. It was something like this.
You're a terrible liar, Stifler.
If I were lying, I'd think of something better than a kiss. Game's over for you, Finch. Ah! Oh, fucking right, doggy! It's about goddamn time. Jackpot!
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some shit to attend to.
The little dog has crapped out the ring. Stifler uses a paper cake case to pick up the finger of poo with the ring stuck in it.
Thanks, assholes.
Yeah, maybe you can call them.
Oh, okay.
Steve, come over here.
Michelle's mum beckons.
I'm a little busy.
With what? Come on over. We need you.
Get over here, you little rascal.
We were just talking about Michelle's wedding band. Could I see it?
No.
No?
I don't have it.
What? You mean you lost it?
Of course not. I'm keeping it safe in my room, you silly Sally.
Oh,
I apologize.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just see you later.
Okay. All right, then.
What you have in your hand there?
This one?
No, the other one.
It's chocolate truffle.
Ooh, yummy.
Where did you get that? Oh, the caterer said she was saving the truffles for tomorrow. You sneaky devil.
Well, hey, I managed to sneak one right past her.
Oh, come on, this woman loves chocolate. At least give her a tiny nibble.
Give it to Mama.
Mama don't want this. This is the only piece that I have.
Idiot.
We'll break it in half. Come on.
You know what? Let's just leave the surprises till tomorrow, huh, guys? It's going to be a great day.
I'd like my surprise right now.
No,
come
it's
on.
Mine.
I
no.
Steven,
no.
Give
no.
it to me.
No.
Give me the G. Darn truffle.
Oh.
Stifler eats it before she can.
Steven, that is so selfish.
Mm, it's good.
Is it?
Ooh.
Is it sweet?
Oh.
So sweet.
Close your mouth when you chew, Steven.
Don't do that.
At least you can describe to the lovely woman how delicious it is.
Well, it tastes like twigs and berries.
Is it fresh? Oh, it's so fresh. Nothing better than when they're fresh. Not so dire.
Droppings from the gods.
Ooh. Get me another one, darling. Come on.
Hey, look, man, I gotta go.
Okay, out with you.
Stifler has crap smeared over his teeth. Finch is repulsed.
Grandma, I want you to meet some people.
Kevin's there too.
Grandma, this is Michelle.
I'm so proud to be joining your family.
She's real pretty, huh? Isn't it great? We're getting married. It's amazing, Graham.
Grandma peers at her.
Not Jewish. No wedding, Jimmy. No wedding. Forget
Grandma,
it.
Grandma, no.
Goya! Oh,
oh, shit.
Jim, she hates me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Grandma, Grandma, look, look, look. We love each other. Michelle and I love each other very much, and that's all that matters, Grandma. Grandma. Michelle.
But Grandma's okay.
Oh, she's okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, Dad. She's okay. She's just a little tired.
Okay. My mother hasn't been well. She's been feeling...
When your dad sees the look on Grandma's face, it's gonna break his heart. Because of me.
It's not because of you, Michelle. It's not because of you at all. It's because Grandma thinks it's 1801. Look, don't worry. I will, I'll come up with something. I promised you the wedding of your dreams, and I'm not going to let anything ruin it.
Oh. I would like to propose a toast. These last few weeks have really been something for my lovely wife and me. We have met some people we didn't know existed. We've experienced some things we didn't think were possible. We've always tried to make the best of every situation.
This is a good situation.
That's what I'm saying. This is a wonderful situation, the coming together of two families from different backgrounds. So to our new son-in-law, may we say, Aaron Gobra. To our lovely daughter, Michelle, L'chaim. Did I get that right?
Very good.
And let's hope we can sit many happy shivas together. Here's to a wonderful wedding.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cadence taps Stifler on the shoulder as she walks by.
See that shipwreck? Told you I won.
Stifler follows her.
Hey.
Hey.
So, I just wanted to say I'm sorry if I freaked you out with the whole kiss thing.
You didn't freak me out.
I just wanted to let you know that you make me feel special.
I think you're the most special girl I've ever known. Maybe you'd want to make things extra special tonight.
Which room is yours?
I'm crashing at Kevin's. Damn.
But I saw, like, a big, fluffy linen closet at the end of the main hallway.
Yes, big, fluffy linen closet is good.
Okay.
Midnight?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Going to have sex with the Cadence. Going to have sex with the Cadence.
Woo!
Finch catches him leaving the refrigerated room with some champagne.
Jesus! You fucking stalker!
Not a very stealthy thief.
Oh, really? Guess what, shipwreck? It's a wedding. Everything's free. What do you want?
Well, Stifler, Jim's grandma doesn't approve of the wedding. We're trying to run interference, and reluctantly, I am asking for your help.
Sorry, Finchmeister. I got plans with Cadence.
Stifler, maybe you could forget about your dick for one second and actually be useful.
Fuck you, Finch. You didn't eat shit, okay? You didn't prance around here like a ballerina for the whole week. Oh, wedding this, suck my ass that. I'm special, you're special. We're all just a bunch of special fuckers, aren't we? Well, you know what? I'm gonna get laid, Finch fucker, and it's gonna be oh so good. It's gonna be like, you like this shit, mama? And she's gonna be like, fucking right, doggy, give it to me. Suck on my nipples like you're milking a cow. Like,
Cadence is standing behind him.
You been here long?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Cadence, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce you to the real Steve Stifler.
Hi.
Hi.
She goes.
Pumpkin!
You are quite the gentleman, Stifler.
You kind of told me she was behind me.
Between Grandma and Stifler and Cadence. The cake! I mean, are you kidding me? You know, I thought I had grown out of this sort of behavior, but I keep messing up. These things keep happening to me. And if I can't bring it together for one day, how am I going to hold it together for the rest of our lives? I'm really afraid that this is how it's always going to be.
Yeah, but you always manage to get yourself into serious shit, and somehow you always come out of it better than you went in. I mean, I don't know how, but you do. Everything is going to be fine.
You need to come into the kitchen right now.
Jesus, now what?
Michelle and Jim are shown their wedding flowers, which are all dead.
There's no way to remake all these in time, is there?
Something must have disrupted the power. The compressors need time to reset after power loss or they overheat. Essentially, it turns the refrigerator into an oven.
Stifler was in here earlier flipping switches.
Michelle, I am so sorry.
Stifler strides in.
Hey. Oof, those flowers look hideous.
It's because you killed them, Stifler.
You've ruined everything.
What are you talking about?
You obviously don't care about this wedding or anyone in it.
Cadence.
She looks away.
Jim?
He turns his back.
Shipwreck, come on.
Finch doesn't respond. Michelle looks gutted.
Maybe you should just leave, Stifler.
Fine. Adios.
Jim puts a comforting hand on Michelle. Jim and Michelle walk along the beach together.
I'm still afraid if you weren't real, I would make you up.
Jim holds barefoot Michelle close to him as they stroll along.
Your love is true and deep as the sea.
They stroll along a pathway and walk through the hotel, entering the Grand Conservatory where the wedding and reception will be taking place. It's in shadow. They sit on a central podium and quietly survey the room, which looks a little empty without the floral displays they had planned. Jim puts his arm around Michelle and pulls her close. Stifler drives into town in his racy black car.
It's not my fault! I'm not an electrical Einstein. I'm not... Damn it!
He catches sight of the florist shop and skids to a halt. He gets out and runs up to the florist shop, which is in darkness.
Oh! Hey, flower fuckers, you there?
Stifler pulls up outside a pleasant suburban house and dashes up the path to hammer on the front door.
Hello? Are you awake? Come on. Anybody awake?
A lady opens her bedroom window.
Oh, are you Miss Sikowski?
Who are you?
I'm the guy who just killed all the flowers for the Levinstein Band Geek wedding.
What?
Yeah, I'm that guy. Now, what I need you to do is drag your ass down to your little store, gather up some flowers, slice them and dice them, jam them all together, and cart that crap down to the wedding.
Are you completely insane?
You have no idea.
Even if I overlook the fact that this is the rudest thing I have ever encountered, there is no time to redo all that work. I had four assistants working two full days on that wedding. I'm sorry. It's impossible.
She goes in.
Oh. We don't quit at halftime, ma'am. You don't score until you score.
She opens her window.
You're a sweetheart. Did you see
the stylish kids? The sun's coming up over the sea. Asleep in separate rooms, Jim and Michelle are woken up by noise from outside. Jim goes to the window and sees Stifler's football players unloading flowers from the yellow school bus. Stifler organizes flowers and a rehearsal in the conservatory.
Good, Connor. Very good. Good, DeBoer. Really sucks. Go fix it.
Hey, party guy, having a good time, huh? Can I get you a gin and tonic? Bling! Hold on a second. Hello? Oh, okay, it's for you. It's get to work, fucker!
We're gathered here today to join these two great people in a blessed union of blah-da-blah-da-blah and crap.
Coach, this is kind of gay.
Yeah. It is. Good work.
Hey, no pro.
Bear.
So you got a date for this thing?
Don't push it,
sir.
Michelle and Jim arrive and marvel at the flowers.
Holy shit. How the hell did this happen?
It's a miracle.
Stifler, save it. They're kind of working.
Stifler heads off holding a table arrangement. Jim and Michelle are gobsmacked. Cadence approaches Stifler, who offers her a rose.
You're an asshole.
I know.
You really are an asshole.
Thanks. I don't do apologies so good.
Well, you get an A for effort. This is amazing.
Cool. I was always kind of a C student.
So did you do all this just to have sex with me, or because you really care about the wedding?
Both. And,
What?
I like you.
But that's not his dancer.
I gotta go.
He dashes back to give her the rose and a kiss.
Steve Stifler just... gave a rose to a girl and meant it. This is huge. It's like watching monkeys use tools for the first time.
She's still pissed about me and Cadence?
No. And let's see. She wasn't into the heavy intellectual stuff. She actually liked me being that imbecile. No, no. Somehow I think she's probably better off with you.
Thanks, Shipwreck. Dick. Fucking hate not hating you.
I did fuck your mom. Twice.
Ooh, that's better, fucker. Oh.
Ready to go?
That wedding's not for another hour.
No, I mean you and me.
Hold on. Do I still gotta do this bullshit meeting?
Stifler, you are not bailing on Jim.
Shit! Give me 10 minutes.
Cadence kisses Stifler.
I'll meet you at the closet.
The closet.
Jim's dad finds Michelle in her room. She's wearing a dressing gown and has a pad and a pen.
You wanted to see me, Michelle?
Oh, okay. Sit. So, Jim said that you've always kind of been there for him when he needed you, so I thought maybe you could help me.
Jim said that? What's the problem?
Well, I still can't get my vows right. Oh, I haven't been this confused since I got my first period.
That's a very confusing time for any young lady.
You know, your body is going through changes. Stuff coming out, stuff going in.
Oh, no. I need help with my vows, not my period.
Oh, your vows. Your vows. Yes. Good. Go on.
You know, Jim just wants a groomsmen meeting before the wedding. It shouldn't take long. Just don't let her talk to anyone. Be careful, she's feisty.
Jim's grandma is left with Justin and John.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming out here and meeting me. I just have a couple of things I want to say.
This sucks.
Stifler eyes the other three.
Did I say that out loud? Keep going. It's good.
No, I thought about what you said, Kev, about how my problems always seem to work out. And I realized that the reason things always work out is because you guys have always been there to back me up. Even you, Stifler.
Stifler gives a thumbs up.
For the first time in my life, I actually feel like I can't mess anything up. Which is pretty amazing. So, I guess I just wanted to say thank you. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks? This whole thing was about thanks?
Oh, welcome, cockblock!
Stifler runs off.
That was good, Jim. Real nice. Let's get you married.
Okay.
Jim's dad.
Love is very difficult to describe, and I understand the angst. I mean, it's your wedding, and it's natural. It's perfectly natural.
But it's impossible to describe a feeling.
Okay, first, nothing is impossible. So let's not focus on that. Why do you think, Michelle, they call it making love?
I don't know. I just call it boning.
Boning. Well, when you're doing other things with Jim, when you're not boning, how does he make you feel?
Horny, like I want to bone.
But we can't be boning from sunrise to sunset, dear.
Oh, you've never tried it?
I certainly have. I have. I've boned from sunrise right through brunch on more than one occasion. But boning aside, I think they call it making love because you have to make love work. You know, it's about compromise and sacrifice, and I think Jim has sacrificed for you. My God, he shaved his entire pubic region, which would baffle most cultures around the world, but he did it, and he did it for you.
You're right. Love isn't just a feeling. It's shaving your balls. Thanks, Dad.
I wouldn't get into too much detail on that, dear.
Excuse me. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Yes, like the cadence,
Stifler dashes to the laundry closet and hurries in, closing the door behind him. Jim and his dad stand on the...
Toyota RAV4. Sponsors of IT's and movies.
The Champions League semi-final. Right forward Ronaldo leads United facing a nervy crowd. The no-no scoreline in Barca has left the tie on a knife edge. The Champions League semi, Man U v Barcelona, live and exclusive, Tuesday at 7:30 on STV.
What makes a 50-year-old college walk into the left channel at 7 o'clock at night?
My dad's dead.
It's all her fault.
All her fault.
I loved him. I would have done anything for him.
Taggart, Monday at 9 on Ace TV.
From the makers of Not Done, comes a comedy about getting done.
We've got a loner?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
How do you choose your heroes? By the way they redefine their limits? Or the way they make things look so easy? Is it how they take us places that others simply can't? It doesn't matter how you choose them, because you can now see them on Sky TV with either Sky Sports or Sky Movies, plus free broadband and free phone for just £26 a month. Now, more than ever, a time for heroes. Sky, believing better.
It's all about style. It's all about incredibly good taste. It's all about a good night's sleep. It's all about beautiful floors. Gillis Spring offers. It's all about you.
The Sunday Times Rich List, out this Sunday.
Last year, Scottish village Garlandstone voted for a new baron. There were three candidates. Malcolm McLaren, Suzanne Shaw, and the late great Mike Reid begin the race to become the Baron. Thursday at 10:35 on STV.
Midsummer Murders returns with a film shoot at Magna Manor, but fiction soon becomes fact.
Back to set. Actors.
Terence Chandler may live in a manor.
He's a barrow boy out of his
death.
I saw him yesterday.
Well, obviously,
saved us all
this.
Midsummer Murders, a brand new series, Sunday at 8 on STV.
And that's a wrap.
Toyota RAV4. Sponsors ITV Movies.
You know, son, I think this is probably the right time to tell you that...
I know, Dad.
They exchange a look and head off towards the hotel together. It's pitch black in the laundry closet. Stifler fumbles around.
I can't see anything here. Oh, there you are. Guys, what are you doing? Where's Jim's grandma?
The old bitch sucked. We had to ditch her.
You what?
Oh, don't worry. We put her someplace no one will find her.
Cadence, where are you going? Oh, Mom.
Oh, baby. I'm so ready for this. Your body's not quite what I was expecting, but that's okay. The stiff man digs what's underneath. Oh, you are so beautiful.
Oh, Kevin and Finch come in.
Stifler!
Granny!
Granny, what?
Focus!
Out! That's still not what it looks like!
Oh.
Shut the fucking door!
You got it, Jim.
Michelle enters the conservatory on her father's arm and walks down the aisle to where Jim is waiting by a wedding bower with his father and his groomsmen. Michelle wears a simple, elegant white dress and her hair is swept up at the back. Jim's granny waves to Stifler, who grimaces.
You're a hero. Hey, pussy's pussy.
Look at the smile on my mother's face. Do you know how long she's been waiting for a day like this?
I can't imagine.
Jim's dad pats Kevin on the shoulder.
I couldn't be happier.
Thank you.
Granny's smiling.
Don't. Good luck. Thank you, sir.
Michelle's father leaves her with Jim.
Well, me and Grandma come around.
Oh, Finch said Stifler talked to her.
Stifler?
Grandmotherfucker.
What? You're a motherfucker.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you son of a bitch. And I promise to love you for as long as I shall live. Michelle, you are the one woman I want to be with, and the woman I can't be without. I love you.
Stifler sniffs the ring before handing it to Jim. Michelle's parents exchange a happy look as Jim slides the ring onto her finger.
Jim, I had trouble finding the words to tell you how I feel. And I realized something. Love isn't just a feeling. Love is something you do. It's a dress, a visit to band camp, a special haircut. Jim, you've given me everything I've ever wanted. And it is my solemn vow to give everything I am to you.
Jim beams at his bride, who turns to her sister for the ring and then slides it onto Jim's wedding finger.
James Emmanuel Levenstein and Michelle Annabeth Flaherty, I hereby pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
They kiss happily. The congregation rise to applaud the kissing couple, who eventually draw apart. Tables circle a black and white patterned dance floor.
Let's all welcome Mr. and Mrs. Jim and Michelle Levenstein onto the dance floor.
Just follow my lead.
I'll try.
Michelle smiles up at a relaxed Jim as he guides her confidently around the floor.
We were born before the wind.
Michelle's surprised as Jim spins away from her and holds out his hand. She twirls into his arms and he skillfully dips her back over his knee. His parents are hugely impressed. Stifler's sitting with Cadence. Michelle's parents look on a little misty-eyed as Jim continues to demonstrate his new skills on the dance floor. Michelle kisses her new husband and they press their foreheads together as they sway. Jim beckons others onto the dance floor. Stifler rolls his eyes at first and then smiles at Cadence as they make their way onto the dance floor. Finch drains his drink and heads away from the party. Bear looks as though he's standing up to follow him, but instead asks the man he was sitting with up to dance. Both sets of parents meet on the dance floor.
Well, seems like everything worked out.
Aww.
Magnificently.
I feel a bit sad that tonight our little Michelle is going to be a woman.
Honey, you don't honestly believe that Michelle is still,
Well, I'll tell you, Mary, I can't recall a single moment with either one of them that would make me think otherwise.
Thank you. See?
Whoa.
Stifler's mum finds Finch standing in the garden, looking in at the party. She's buxom and has a drink in her hand.
Hey, tough guy.
Stifler's mum. Well, we meet again. I was curious. Didn't see you here.
I try to keep a low profile. I never really did like these things anyway.
You know, this has actually made quite an impression on me. I have something to look for in a woman now.
Well, if this is your idea of a proposal, Finchy, you gotta know that I'm over you now.
And I'm over you. But as they say, we will always have Paris.
And the pool table.
And the car.
And the two-room suite I have upstairs.
They hurry off together, Jim and Michelle.
Turned out better than I ever imagined. How did a little perv like you turn into such a great guy?
How did a little nympho like you turn into such a great girl?
I'm still a nympho.
Well, I'm still a perv.
I mean, what's wrong with us?
As they sway to the music, Jim looks over at Stifler, who's dancing happily with Cadence. Stifler mouths, "You did it," and points jubilantly at Jim. Then Jim looks over at his parents, who execute a little flourish as they dance joyfully together.
You know, Michelle, to quote someone that I've learned quite a bit from, I think you and I are a perfectly natural, normal thing. perfectly natural.
They kiss dreamily and the scene fades to black. Justin and John are outside Stifler's mum's hotel room window as she enjoys a candlelit bubble bath.
That's her. Holy shit, dude.
I told you this wedding could be worth it.
My goddess. My queen. Oh. My MILF.
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 MILF. MILF. MILF.
God. Through the steamy window, they watch a red-faced Finch emerge from under the bubbles. He wipes back his soapy hair with a dazed expression.
No way, bro.
Hey, you're not finished yet, are you, Finchy?
No, ma'am. Just getting started.
This guy is the fucking master.
Steam from an external pipe mists the glass.
Make it stop.
Oh, Stifler's mob.
She shoves Finch back under the bubbles. ITFC audio description by Lonnie Evans was read by John Walskill. But she only comes when she's on top.